Jay, you with us?
Jay, come on, sit up like a big boy. Let's go. Yep, pull that chair in. Let's get engaged. Lean forward.
Project.
Assert dominance.
We just talked about this.
Jay has a unique way of doing that. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I fuck up the plug? Well, that's why I need some people to participate in the setting up of this studio, guys.
You know what? I did participate.
You, Brandon participated. You pet the dog.
Well, somebody had to, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's true.
She can't be by herself right at all. She's literally
Scott,
right behind.
Do you want to go in the office? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, probably. You need some slack? Yeah, no, you're good. You can take more if you need. I just need to hear as long as, like, we are okay. And I sound okay, I guess. I mean, I can only hear it on one headphone anyway because it's a piece of shit, but whatever.
Your headphone's a piece of shit?
No, this box. Or the adapters. We can't.
It's all the adapters.
It is. It's like we have 25 adapters. Anyway.
Yeah, which means we need better headphones.
Yeah, we need like the single plug. Not mono.
Like
you
the chunky.
We need
plug.
A quarter inch.
Yeah, that's it. Is that what they're called?
Things. It's this, but bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the chunky plug. So you don't need the adapter plugged
yes.
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. I didn't know it was called quarter inch.
It's quarter inch and eighth inch, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
Am I on this show? Okay,
you are.
There we go.
You are indeed.
You are.
All right.
Welcome to the Jay and Dave show.
Hey, what? It's what fucking coup because I wasn't here 1 week.
We have a guest today.
Was it last week?
It was 2 weeks. It was special. Two times.
Special guest.
I say you were here last week. Were you?
Week. Guess I was.
Brandon.
What did we do last week?
Eric showed up, I think.
No, dude, not, that was like your time.
Was that, was that prior up. To the Independence Day? Yeah, you're right.
Are you thinking of the time we just hung out and didn't record?
No.
No, that was when Brandon and I recorded. You did work stuff, I thought.
That was
that's
2 weeks
what was,
ago.
That's what was. That's yeah. Wait, yeah. What? No, Independence
that
Day
was 2 weeks
ago.
No, Independence
what
Day
was last week.
Last
then?
Week, dude. Independence Day was last week.
Yeah.
You weren't here. You were getting fitted for a suit.
Was that last week?
I feel like, guys.
You're right, it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you look at this? You want to come
right,
back?
Last
yeah,
week,
that was
I'm
the
sorry.
First episode of the Jay and Dave show.
Well, fuck you guys. Yeah. I'm back. I'm still here.
Well, I mean, still here would mean you were here before. Yeah. Now you're
making
a comeback.
I've been here before.
Don't call it a comeback.
I've been here for years.
Been here the whole time.
Don't call it a comeback. I just got here. Never been here before.
This is my first time here.
Yeah,
where do I park?
Exactly. Look at this. We got
okay,
a action. Good girl. Oh.
She likes us.
She likes us better. Sorry,
voices.
We're getting so brave. That's right, we've had a couple of long weeks here training Scout to accept Jay and Brandon as human beings.
Jay's winning, which kind of burns
it's
my ass
not
a little bit. But
a contest.
It is
guys.
To me.
It's
everything's. A
it's
contest.
A dog's affection.
How long,
I demand
how
all
long
of it.
Have you known me, Dave?
Of all things that are not contests, this is like the top one.
How long have you known me, Dave?
Long enough that I know you over competitize.
That's not really? Jay,
that's
no.
Not a word.
Well, fine, Jay, if you got to be right about everything, that's really not a word.
It's so clear.
Prove
it's
my
so
point.
Clear.
Jesus.
Just correcting your fucking English. Trying to be more proper. I'm not supposed to curse as much.
Right. Well, there that's we right. go. Trying to win again.
Them.
Maybe your mom will start listening.
Yeah, right? It's like a 2% increase. We need that. We need that. That's a
every
that
listener a, counts.
Think how important all of you are just
it's,
listening.
Right?
So each
part
and every
an
one of you
club.
Mean a ton to us. We value all 13 of our listeners.
I think we're up to 14, pal.
Whoa.
I do
tell people that I meet.
How many people do you meet?
How many listeners we have?
I think we have a couple subscribers that may not listen, but subscribe for our sake because they know me. So
they should listen.
I've recommended it, but they're like, well, do a movie I like. And I've listed out like all the movies. They're like, yeah.
I
was
you
like,
know what?
Are
I
you
get
shitting
the same
me?
Thing
right?
a lot of the time.
Just listen. We're a good show. Seriously, guys.
You're not listening.
We're dying here.
I just don't understand why people like aren't. Well, yeah.
Yeah, like it's a good show. I'll listen to movie podcasts, even if they cover a movie I don't know. Like,
hold on. What the fuck movie I don't know?
We've done
a bunch
every
of,
common
like,
goddamn
popular movie.
Blockbusters. We've done
Independence
a
Day?
The first one was Robo fucking Cop.
Like,
come on.
RoboCop. Good
like,
lord.
Come on.
I've talked to a number of people who are like, yeah, I've never seen any of those. I'm like,
no.
Well, then
Jurassic
you don't
Park?
Watch movies. Right?
Come
Jurassic
on.
Jurassic Park.
Fucking
for
come
Christ's
on.
For Christ's sake. Somebody anyway. The other day was telling me, Christine, what'd your dad tell us to do?
Was it Red Dawn?
Point Break.
Wolverine.
And you're like, we did it.
I was like, we did a Point Break.
We did it.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about Red Dawn the other day.
We did that one too.
We've done Red Dawn.
What's that? Is our back catalog just, did it get pulled or something?
I don't know. I think it's still up.
God damn it.
No paywall, no nothing.
No Stitcher Prime.
We should put a paywall on it.
We should. You know what? Yeah. There's a theory.
The Velvet
that
Rope.
People, exactly. Yeah, yep. People will, mm-hmm. will, if something's free, they disregard it as it can't be worth anything. Correct. Or else, why would it be free?
Yep.
It's that whole, like, that's why they had that app on the iPhone years ago that was just like a red jewel and it didn't do anything and it cost like $500 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. There is like a, there's all those apps that are like rich person app.
Yeah.
You can buy it because you can afford
it. Oh, I just have the rich app.
And that's all.
It's a status symbol. Yeah. But you know what? We're not going for that, guys.
No.
We are not a status symbol.
We are the people's podcast. Am I right? Am I right? Thanks, Dave. Let's do it.
Did you just make a wrestling reference? He did.
You know what?
He did.
Yes, I did. Sure.
People's podcast.
Yeah, sure.
Pie eating, jabroni beating, eyebrow raising, trail blazing.
Sure. We're one of those too.
Now I've lost it. I think people's podcasting just had general a better feel to it.
Right, but I know.
I don't know what Jay's talking
people's
about.
People's party,
about the people's
republic,
the Rock.
You know, people's.
Oh, it's oh.
The Rock
okay.
is the people's champion.
Well, listen, if it's a Rock affiliation, now
honestly,
I'm back in.
I'm 100% in. Yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't we? We'd be stupid to turn that down.
I mean, of all people, like, and he's just one of those people who everyone says he's super
so
nice.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love hearing that about celebrities.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially like celebrities that came out of nowhere. Not that, I mean, he had this whole wrestling career, but he hasn't been like a Hollywood
humble,
fixture.
Let's say humble beginnings.
Humble
on
beginnings.
Right.
He was the fucking most electrifying
the people's
man
champion
in sports entertainment.
Yeah, right.
The Brahma Bull, The Rock.
Yes.
But apparently he's just so super fucking nice.
Yeah.
And to hear that about somebody like Keanu Reeves, apparently super fucking
like
nice.
There's a whole subreddit devoted to that.
Exactly.
Keanu being awesome. Yeah.
Just the whole idea of just, wow.
He's just a
well
super
done.
Nice guy. Yep.
I mean, I don't know about Keanu. I would assume he's a hard worker too, but The Rock, man, that dude gets at it.
You don't get to be where Keanu is without working
hard.
Did
you see John Wick?
he does all that stuff for real. He does like trigun competitions and gets trained by professionals to do like tactical shooting.
That's what he's becoming like a newer Tom Cruise. Like where we watch Tom Cruise movies, mostly the Mission Impossibles, to be like, oh my God, it's him doing all those stunts and doing all the running.
Yeah,
and
but
Keanu's Did Keanu's doing that?
Because Keanu, as far as I know, is not a Scientologist.
No, he's exactly. 100%
it's a win for Keanu.
It is. That's point.
Boom.
Keanu's Keanu.
Isn't it sad that I had to think about that?
I mean, you don't know with Hollywood because I feel like
I can name a bunch off the top of my head because I've always been told who they are.
Well, other than Will Smith, keep
going.
What Will Smith?
Okay, we got Will Smith. We got John Travolta. We've got
John Travolta.
Their wives who are also actresses.
Who are they married to?
Jada Pinkett Smith and Kelly Preston.
Wait,
yeah,
Kelly Preston's not a man. I thought you said this person was married to John Travolta.
Come out of the closet. Not in the closet.
Come out of the closet, John.
And then we got Kirstie Alley, I think, was. I don't know if she still is. Leah Remini was, of course, the
right. She was the big,
like the big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we get the Scientology book out? Should we do some Scientology this week?
I want to say Beck, unfortunately, because I love Beck.
Beck, the musician?
The musician, yeah.
And
author
and
of the Bectionary?
No, I was wrong.
Rhyming Bectionary.
The Rhyming Bectionary. The Rhyming Bectionary?
Oh, the
Futurama. Where they have the time, like, is that not a time travel one, but they have the hippie van.
Bender is like, he's the robot. And
oh,
he's
he
got
gets
the wash-
disabled. That's right.
Yeah.
And he can only do like the head in the jar stuff.
So
he
he's
has
got
the
like a washboard, washboard stomach and a microphone.
Yeah. That was a classic.
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Okay. That's fine.
That's one of my like, favorite
That's like OG
ones.
Yeah, I never saw any of the
season
ones,
three,
really,
I think.
So, yeah.
That's such an underrated. I feel like an underrated show. And it did run for, 10 seasons?
Yeah.
They brought it back.
They did. Yeah. But
it's canceled again now, right?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I think they only plan on doing like a set number. And then
And that's fine. I think things are better that way.
Canceled after
Zombie
three
Simpsons.
Seasons.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie Family Guy. Zombie Fox.
Ugh.
Zombie Fox.
I haven't
Fox
watched an episode
block,
of Family Guy
although
in
Bob's Burgers
the longest time.
Still quality. Bob's Burgers is still great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I love that. Have you guys watched
Are they still making Archer seasons?
Yes, they are.
Yeah?
Actually, I saw like a trailer pass by my feed for the... There's even a new trailer.
That show was excellent. I haven't kept up with that either.
I haven't kept
up
with
it
since they started doing like those themed seasons.
Yeah, I watched the first few of those, which were... They were good, like when they become like cocaine drug lords and they become... He becomes a pirate or something.
That was the last big season I watched.
They do a Bob's Burgers crossover.
Yes,
yeah.
I watched that one too, yeah.
Those are some good ones. That show was just hysterical, especially the first couple seasons.
Yeah. I don't know if it remains, but I guess I've moved on or we've all moved on from these shows we're talking about.
Other than like Game of Thrones, which is now over, obviously, I don't know what I was really like religiously watching on TV.
Me neither.
I don't have cable.
Neither do I. I haven't forever. So
Game of Thrones, The Magicians, Westworld.
I've seen that.
You gotta watch The Magicians. I've said it a bunch of times. But you gotta watch The Magicians.
Okay.
You. I mean, Brandon doesn't
particular?
Like fantasy stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
He's like not into it, but like you, yeah, watch it. Okay. You, Dave. You are a man of taste. I can tell, you, sir.
Whoa.
Are a man of taste.
Wow.
Unlike the gutter palate of our guest.
Jay, if you're gonna appeal to my vanity,
I'll go home and watch Blade Runner.
That's a win for you.
Yeah,
you go right ahead.
The Magicians doesn't have enough fucking lens flares and bombs in it.
What is it on?
I require a lot of bombs.
It is on Sci-Fi.
Oh, okay.
It's also the first four seasons, or four seasons are on Netflix.
Yeah, where can I watch Backlog on Netflix?
Backlog's on Netflix.
Okay, that's like the only reason I still have Netflix.
Agreed.
Is just watch like the backlog of shows that
I'm like, I need to watch DS9 again. Let me just...
For the millionth time. Red bars on all the episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
For sure. Except for that last little piece of bar, which is because it cuts out during the credits.
Yeah.
I love how you can skip the intro now. I mean, that was implemented
years
ago.
Game changer.
Genius.
Yeah. Does it still ask you if you're still watching this? Does it still get you really...
I don't know if... is there like a setting to turn that off?
I don't know if I turned it off because it got real judgy real fast. It's like, it's 3 a.m. Are you still watching Scrubs again for the 10th time, Jay? Do you want to go to bed?
And you know it. It helped save on your fucking electric bill and shit by turning your shit off because you've already gone to sleep.
Stop judging me.
It's the AI version of a sleep
timer.
All
too often, I was awake and had to fucking turn my controller back on.
Exactly.
Well, that's
why it's judging.
Turning the controller back on is
annoying. And it's like my
iPhone. It doesn't do that anymore, right? It just keeps going.
I feel like it keeps going. I haven't seen it in a while.
I think so, too.
Or maybe I'm not watching as much Netflix.
I haven't binged on Netflix in a while, so... I'm binging YouTube.
Does your phone... You guys have Androids, right?
Yes.
Does your phone give you a weekly screen report?
No.
My phone gives...
It gives me something. I just swipe it away.
It, yeah,
it's a Netflix something.
Mine gives me... I'll get like a text message alert, and I'll be like, ooh, a text message. Your weekly screen time is up 10% for a total of 2 hours and 15 minutes a day.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right, iPhone... Fucking shots fired. This is like you're really passive aggressive right now.
Well, dude, they're trying to help you, man.
Put the phone down, asshole.
Aren't you in favor of helping people?
They're not trying. I'm in favor of helping people without being passive aggressive.
There's nothing passive aggressive about it. You're making it passive aggressive. That's the way you're interpreting it.
They are passing judgment on me.
They are not. They're giving facts. They're giving you data.
They're giving you
literally being presented with data, and you're like, this is too much.
That's biased.
I can't. You can't come at me like that with your information and your statistics.
Why don't you just unsubscribe?
I don't know how to. I don't know if you can.
Reply stop. It's a text message.
No, it's not. It's an app. It pops up as
an
app notification.
Then go into that app set.
I don't know what app it is.
It's the Netflix app, you
know. No. It's like the phone itself.
No, the phone
pops
it's
up
not a Netflix
once
thing.
A week and says your screen time is either up or down X percent.
Screen time based on just Netflix or on...
No, screen time based on use of phone.
Use of your phone.
Yes. Yeah, you misunderstood.
So Apple has it built into their OS.
Oh,
to judge the shit out of you.
Yeah, to judge you. To shame you. Screen shaming.
Shame you.
Hashtag screen shaming.
I've ever heard. Here's some data about your usage of your phone. Stop shaming me. Excuse me? You heard me. Stop shaming me.
That's like, here's your porn history. Stop shaming me. But it's your porn. It's your porn history.
Here's a list
of
books
you've
read.
Yeah, but if my phone popped
don't
it up.
Don't shame me. How dare you?
If my phone popped it up and was like, here's all the weird shit you watch. Like, or my computer was like, hey,
here's a list of your grades from college. How dare you?
Just
how dare
a reminder.
You come at me with such an offense, with such an egregious assault on my sensibilities.
Look,
ridiculous.
There are sometimes when it's okay, like when Taco Bell reminds me that there's like
seems
nachos
like Jay
coming
like
out.
When the mirror's really held up against him, is what I'm reading here.
You look, know. Man, if someone just gave you the fact that like, all right, like if you sit around and do nothing on a day, right? And I go up to you and I'm just like, you sat around and did nothing today. I'm giving you a fact.
Uh-huh.
But does it, coming from a human, I would assume there's judgment coming from it, like it depending on your tone.
I also wouldn't consider it judgmental if somebody did that every day.
Yeah.
Like if it's just a report you're getting every day, then it's not judgy. It's just information.
So I'm just
going to
start
you.
Doing it to people. You've done nothing today. Oh, you can't be mad at me because I'm just reporting facts.
I don't know why I
you're
would
not
be mad at
them.
You.
I feel like that would be passive aggressive.
If you are holding it against them, then
especially
that's,
from my fucking cell phone.
I don't think your
supposed
cell phone,
to be my friend.
First of all, your cell phone is your personal assistant.
Yeah, I don't think it's capable of holding that against you.
Yeah,
I didn't ask for it. It should only do the things I
then
ask for.
Then you can fucking turn it off, you idiot.
I don't know how.
Google it.
I don't know how.
Jesus Christ.
It's an iPhone, Brandon. They don't have Google.
Oh, sorry.
You can't Google on an iPhone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm sure it just goes to Bing, right?
I've never used one, but yeah, I imagine.
It goes to Ask Jeeves.
Opera or something?
Alta Vista, I don't know.
It actually like goes to AOL. You all thought AOL was gone.
Oh no, it's still shut out down. There. It's, even if you deleted it from the internet, it's out there on discs still.
Yep.
Hidden in all over the world in people's couch cushions and dumpsters.
But it must still be like I don't know. Does anybody have an AOL email address?
AIM account still exists.
Oh,
I
they
do
still
know
have
that.
AOL email mm-hmm. addresses. You can have an AOL.
I thought
AOL.
They shut down yep. Instant Messenger though. I thought that.
I believe they have.
December.
But I used to take people's emails in my last few jobs. It was I would still get AOL.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They still
I
have
do AOL emails mm-hmm. all the time. Yeah, that's how I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah, yep. Like, when you get a dot, or when you get at AOL or at Hotmail, you're like,
Hotmail, I'll forgive you.
I guess you still have one. What?
Yahoo, I'll forgive you. Gmail, obviously, is the best. You give me an at Gmail, and I'm like, yeah. All right, now
like
we're in business.
Instantly friends.
If you give me a work email, I'm like, all right, at least you're probably going to read this.
Mm-hmm.
But why you don't have a personal email, that freaks me out.
I send shit that I know I'm gonna need. To read instantly to my work email generally because I know that I'm going to be on that way more. Like sometimes I won't check my Gmail for a couple of days.
Mm. I used to be the same way and I've gotten so much better with my primary Gmail account. It's just like the account I share with friends and people who are important and shit. But I've gotten it down to single digit unread emails and I kind of manage that. Yeah. If it's over 10, I'm like, I got to read some emails. I got to check this shit because I know that I only have like relevant shit sent to that email.
Fair enough.
And that's how I weed out all the garbage. That's and fair. I'm just like, okay. Because email's fucking important, man. I mean, it's 2019.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit gets done via mm-hmm. email. I mean, I use email a shit ton for my job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I send emails at work like it's instant messenger.
Yeah.
Like,
I think most offices are.
Which is ridiculous because I should have an instant messenger. Like,
do you guys, you don't have like Skype a GChat that you can use? What provides your
Skype is
email?
The old
because
Microsoft
we're like a bank. We a lot of shit is really locked down on our laptops. So yeah, so there's a lot of like I can't install random software. I can't.
Right in the app. Like, do you so like
within
for,
browser? I could probably get that to work
for WT Schools. It's at WT Schools, but it's a Gmail provider. It's provided by Gmail.
You
so
can
like
buy domains from Gmail. That's
yeah.
No problem.
So like we. I can GChat anybody. There's like in that left corner if I need to. We never use it, but like
I don't think I've ever used GChat.
Yeah,
I haven't either.
Is it like Google? I think it's
but
like
it all pops
from
up.
Google Plus.
It populates all of us when we're on. Like I can see when all the teachers are on. It pops.
Fair enough.
So, I don't know. I mean, it would be a useful feature, I think, if it were used. But like,
Google's not known for their instant messenger.
Yeah, it's just an instant messenger in your email client.
I've never used it because I just use Bing Phone.
Bing Phone.
Yeah, just it bings. What you do is you bing other people.
Yo, I bing all the time.
Is that a tile?
They accept your bing, and then you can talk to them via Bing Phone.
Bing Phone.
You guys, Bing is underutilized. You guys not using
I've heard
Bing?
I've heard it's month to month by now.
It's
fun. It's really it's a great really deal. Taking off. You don't have to take a contract.
You know.
It's great.
You know when they're there. They're
Bing Phone, like Cricket.
It's fantastic.
What was the chirp? Where are you at? That Boost Mobile.
Oh yeah.
And Nextel.
Yeah. Wow. Commercials,
my buddy had
guys.
Boost Mobile. And he had the walkie, and it was a fucking pain in the ass in college.
Oh, yeah. People, cheep, cheep, cheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my
fucking
uncle
Tom,
had one of those.
Shut it off.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the most annoying thing ever. Yep.
Do you guys, what are your phones on? Like, my phone's on silent, just vibrate, like, all the time.
Yeah, usually vibrate or silent.
I really, I mean, it's really always on vibrate.
Pretty much always on vibrate, unless I'm expecting a very, very, very important call.
Well, yeah, well, it's crazy, because I used to be like, oh, I'll have the ringer on, because I'm not, have my phone with me, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, my phone is always within at least a few feet of me.
Bluetooth range, so you can, sure.
And you're trained to hear that vibration. Oh,
we're all attuned to
that.
We get that
vip, vip, mm-hmm. vip, vip.
And
of course, if you wear a Bluetooth headset like I do that vibrates, it's like,
oh, that's cool. I didn't know that vibrates. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucking great.
I'd be like, my neck.
Dude, I love my Bluetooth headset. I mean, obviously, it's giving me cancer, but it's fucking fantastic. Yeah, exactly.
At least it'll be blueberry cancer.
Exactly. At least it'll be blueberry cancer.
So you guys,
right? Is that how it works?
No? Yeah. Speaking of cancer,
we're going there, aren't we?
You guys are gonna get a kick out of this. I've been I was saving this for you guys.
No,
it's not really dark.
sounds great so far.
So speaking of cancer,
right?
We had Dare today.
and that's a cancer on our schools,
which is also a cancer on our schools. But no, we were talking about the officer was talking about marijuana.
Oh, I've heard of this,
guys. I know that this may come as a surprise to you, but when you're smoking marijuana, you're not smoking out of a filter. So it's actually more dangerous than cigarettes.
Oh.
That's what?
It contains more tar
what?
Than cigarettes.
Interesting.
So like you're actually more likely to get cancer.
Are you
from
this.
Marijuana?
No.
Yeah.
Did you object?
I was sitting in the back with my co-teacher and I was like, is he fucking serious?
Like, you gotta be joking.
Yeah,
he's a cop.
It's also more dangerous.
How does that work?
The cops are not really sure why there's a big push to legalize it. You know, when it's a mind altering substance, and you know, like it's more dangerous than alcohol.
It's a Schedule I narcotic. Yeah. Is the problem?
You know, it's more dangerous than alcohol.
I disagree with.
Well, no, the police officer told me so. It's true.
You know what, officer? Maybe he's right, but.
Listen, I don't know if it's more dangerous. I mean, I don't think it's more dangerous than alcohol. I don't know if it's less dangerous than alcohol. There's certainly drawbacks to both.
No, it's more dangerous than alcohol.
Oh, well, officially, yeah. Officially, yeah, obviously.
Exactly. WTPD.
Obviously, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks,
Yeah, it's certainly not good for you in a number of ways. Like there is, you know,
but to say that it has
smoking anything
is
bad.
Well, smoking
for
anything
you.
Is bad for you, but if you
well, that might even be true also, but just the additional chemicals that go into tobacco.
You know, the tar is a blatant lie. That's a blatant
lie. I think anything you burn has
like a resin,
a tar in it. Yeah. Like
for sure, but like I believe tar is used in the processing of tobacco.
Okay, that might be true. I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with how cigarettes are made. But
oh, it's just if you think there's bad stuff in it, just there is bad
there,
stuff.
No, like, cigarettes are. They're terrible things.
They are poison for sure.
But weed, I mean, like, is not. I want to say the number he gave was 75. First of all, I don't know how you arrive at this number.
Oh.
Anyway, 75% more dangerous than cigarettes.
Ah,
I don't know where that nice round little percent came from.
Based on what? How do you say more dangerous?
Yeah,
75% more dangerous.
That's a hard criteria to map out.
I didn't ask him to qualify his statement, but
excuse me, sir. Based on deaths or
that's definitely a cluster problem.
Automobile accidents or
there's so many factors in that you can't come to 75.
Rest?
No, 75%. Nope. Also, no plus or minus in this.
If
it's just 75%.
Just using the word dangerous.
75%.
Listen, getting arrested is dangerous. So
I'll
by
that
statistic, they could be 75% more dangerous than cigarettes because
you're
not going to get arrested most of the time
for
smoking
that's
cigarettes.
True. That's true.
So really, Jay, I think you may be not taking that statistic seriously enough.
Maybe I should be paying more attention during Dare class.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'll think about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reflect on that tomorrow.
Yeah, numbers are fun.
Like, I don't know. I was just losing my shit in the back.
I would have been dying.
Like, this is fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Well, do they have anything to say about any other drugs? Were they all good? I mean, heroin
had
to come up, right?
We haven't really talked about other drugs yet. Today we talked about cigarettes and marijuana.
I'm surprised pills aren't talked about as more.
Well,
I would
we have
think
one
so.
Tomorrow,
is
so I'm
is
wondering.
Is that a new thing, I wonder?
And if they don't talk about heroin, they're crazy
that
because
pills weren't really covered with us at all.
No, but they did go. They had a much.
I think I knew pills were like you shouldn't just take random prescription medicine because it's a drug still.
I guess, but like
I think
there
I
wasn't
knew that.
The addictive qualities and stuff
as
like
much
that.
Of it. Yeah, at least to me, there wasn't as much
for
of an
sure.
epidemic.
Listen, 70% of all Dare was about 75% more dangerous. 70% of Dare was certainly focused on marijuana.
Yes,
which is
comical.
Arguably,
it's
the least worrisome
really
drug.
Funny. Yeah,
guys, I'm sorry. Perhaps you don't remember. But it's
the marijuana wars.
It's the gateway drug.
It is the gateway drug.
To yes. every other drug. So once you
every puff
of marijuana.
Every other drug.
In that same night, you'll be stabbing yourself with heroin needles and you'll be putting cocaine up your nose. Well, in that same night, because it's the gateway drug.
Yep.
Listen, Jay, don't be ridiculous. But statistically, I can tell you that 90% of heroin users
have tried marijuana.
Yeah.
Have tried marijuana.
I don't think you know that statistic, mm-hmm. but I think it's mm-hmm. not far off.
Yep. No.
I'll agree. I bet your ballpark there
it's
is
a
not
lot.
Far off.
And this is going to baffle you. This is going to blow your mind. 100% of heroin users have drank milk.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So is there...
So here's what I'm trying to get
I'm
to.
I'm seeing a correlation.
Milk
is
there
a causation?
Drug. Definite correlation.
Is there a causation?
We don't worry about that.
We just worry about
correlation. The point is that there's a correlation. I can put it on a graph, and we need to outlaw
milk. We can put
milk.
Teenagers and underprivileged people in jail.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you heard of dairy farmers? Well, I like to call them
cartels.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
The dairy
the
cartel.
Dairy cartel.
Bunch
exactly.
of pushers. Bunch of pushers.
Bunch of pushers, indeed. 2%? No thank you, sir.
No thank you, you pusher.
I'll pass.
You cow pusher.
Cow pusher.
Yeah, I'll be back next week with an update on the DARE program.
Please
oh,
do.
One
I
more
can't
tomorrow.
Wait. This will
oh,
be awesome.
God, I can't wait.
But they've condensed it into, like, because when we were in fifth grade.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
It was, I want to say, 10 to 15 weeks, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was like once a week.
It was once a week for, and then you had the big picnic in,
of course.
In May.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 3 days.
Where everyone does
3 days?
That'd be
3 days.
Idea.
Yeah, 3 days. That's it. 3 days for 1 hour each.
Interesting. Well, I mean...
So they had to condense the curriculum.
Interesting.
There's not as many drugs to do these days.
Also,
actually,
DARE is statistically proven not to work.
Not true, dude. Not true at all.
Based on what statistic, Jay? Do you have a percentage for me?
Guys,
I don't have a percentage.
This isn't 99%.
Is it 30%
sure.
more likely to not work?
I'm not going
to
throw out a percentage that's unsubstantiated, but DARE has been proven not to work.
This isn't 99% sure, but apparently that township cops are 99% sure.
They're 99%
sure.
Oh,
yeah, they're doing their own podcast up there.
Yeah, right?
They probably do.
I should record. It's funny. Now. I mean, like, he's a really nice guy.
I'm
the
sure.
officer. He's like, you know.
Oh, I'm sure
really
he is.
Really nice guy. But, like, I'm like, dude.
Like, come
he's
on.
Just
and he's
job.
An older guy, so maybe he does kind of buy into all this. I'd be curious to see if it was one of the younger officers doing it, being
yeah.
like, I will go up to him afterwards and be like, so, dude.
Like, really?
This guy probably doesn't even know.
Well, I think this guy's in like six, like
he's
mid
probably
60s.
Been doing this for 30,
yeah.
40
exactly.
years.
Yeah.
We know him. Like, you know him.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably.
You would know him, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I think you know the kid, too. I think
from the time you got arrested?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought.
No, he was
said
he was one
him,
of our
so.
DARE officers when we were kids.
That's what I figured.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably has no fucking idea. I mean, he's probably just going off pamphlets from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't, like, love being there and spreading this information. But
well,
no,
I mean,
I'm
he
sure.
probably does.
He seems like he gets a kick out of it. He's good with the kids. Like, it's
well, that's good.
Brought in his bulletproof vest. That was fun.
I'm sure they love that.
Drug education is not a bad thing.
Absolutely.
It's just got to be done correctly.
I just think if you're focusing, if you've got 3 hours and you're spending an hour on the dangers of marijuana...
I just hate, for me, it's like... It's,
especially
it's like
in...
Something
that's
legalized
like
in, like, half of states
like
by now.
It's only education. Yeah. Like... That's not educating the people.
That's true.
That's my issue with it.
You should try cocaine. And if you're going to do cocaine, use a condom.
But, yeah.
But
you, if that explodes your stomach, you're dead.
Or a balloon. One, but you got to really lube up that balloon to get it in there. What? No?
You sound practiced.
Well, yeah. Wait, what are we talking about again?
No, don't worry about it.
So okay. Boxing.
Oh, my God. Boxing? That's another thing. If you're going to use a balloon, you really got to lube it up to get it in there.
Especially if you're boxing.
Anything else you want to talk about? Balloons going up? Like, do you want a balloon up the ass corner right now?
Whoa, why would you assume it was the ass?
You're saying up there.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a relative, like, up there.
Up your nose.
No.
Up your nose.
Past your sinuses, down your throat.
Right.
Is that that's what I do.
That's the most efficient way. Yeah, you're right. You're right, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
How else do you do cocaine?
Clearly, Jay, you're not experienced.
Balloons of cocaine.
Yo, man, you want to cut out some balloons?
Is that how it's measured? I'm not like big into that scene.
I need a balloon
like,
bump.
I would like eight balloons.
Lay out some
of
balloons, guys. Are those balloons on that mirror over there?
Oh shit! Are we gonna make balloon animals? Yeah, you know I'm making balloon animals.
Oh my god. So boxing, did you guys watch any good movies?
Yeah, we watched some good movies.
Intro. Ooh, rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder.
I kind of want to film next time Eric tries to interact with the dog.
I know. It's so funny.
It's too, like he just stands
he's
there.
He's standoffish. He's straight. He won't adopt it. You tell us the body language to take. We take the body language. She comes over.
Yeah, oh no, he doesn't want to listen. And he also is too assertive. And he's just like.
He's just a cat person, guys.
He just
pokes
food at the dog. He's like, here.
Yeah, he doesn't
take it,
interact.
Take it. Like, you got to let the dog come to. Rule number one is let the dog come to you when
it
comes to like
And when he offers his hand
up
to her, like to be the greedy, he's like, here you go.
Yeah.
No, you gotta wait till she smells it, and then
yeah,
then
there's
you're good.
like a process.
Yeah.
To like dogs. Has he ever had a dog?
No. When he was very young, he had Squeegee.
It shows.
It was a weird dog. But
oh yeah.
I remember it. Yeah.
Maybe it spoiled him on dogs.
Maybe. No, she was a pain in the ass, if I recall. But
yeah. Well, if you don't know dogs, yeah. let them come to you.
Exactly.
Rule number one, in everything.
Yep.
If they want to, they will. They're people.
They're
meant people
to
dogs.
Be around us. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been breeding them. That into them for 40,000 years.
Fascinating.
Or whatever.
I love that.
Oh, I love the whole history of the co-evolution of dogs and humans.
And how that, like, I don't know if you've seen recent studies where they talk about, like, facial expressions and how, like, dogs have developed facial expressions to communicate with us.
Yeah. They look like babies.
Like, yeah. What?
They look like babies.
What?
When you look at a dog.
Oh.
It reminds you of a baby's
really?
Face because they have similar facial features like the big eyes.
And the snout.
It's the snout.
The wagging tongue and the big teeth.
We think they're cute.
Yeah. I didn't make the baby connection, but I also don't have one, so I don't know.
I heard that somewhere. It could be bullshit, but somebody who sounded like they knew what they were talking about said it. Apparently, elephants see us like we see dogs.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They think we're cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Too bad we're murdering all the elephants.
It's a shame.
Well, we need that ivory. That sweet,
yeah,
sweet
well,
ivory.
You couldn't replace it with anything else, so.
Yep.
Ivory's irreplaceable. It's like why we hunt whales and kill them.
For those whale
I don't think for the whale ivory.
Whale oil and lamps.
No, for
There's
that
no
shit
ivory
that they
in
put
here.
In perfume,
yeah.
right? Don't they put that shit in perfume? An oil, you need whale oil for your lantern.
Ambergris.
That's what it
is.
Ambergris. Which is whale vomit?
I think so.
Sperm whale vomit.
Something like that.
Yes, it is.
And you need whale oil for your lanterns.
Yes,
you did until we had oil.
And then you need whale bones for your corsets.
Yeah. And then we had discovered oil. And it, strangely enough, saved a bunch of whales,
the
which
whale,
is a weird
whale
thing.
Whale oil just works
better. Yeah, they're probably one of the few animals that's like happy we found oil.
Yeah, well, our discovery of, I don't want to say discovery because I think we knew about oil, but like our discovery of the uses for oil really saved the whales.
It did. No,
because we were
really
whaling
did.
The shit out of the ocean. I mean, granted, we're fishing the shit out of everything right now, and that's
and
a problem.
And the Japanese and a lot of, well, mainly the Japanese still do industrial whale.
Yeah, they do.
Whaling, which is fucked up, but...
It's just crazy, man.
It's like when one other country, a couple countries still do it, but sustainably, which is like certain local, like, no, small indigenous
like
populations.
Inuits. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like they're still allowed to because it's like they're only killing one for, you know.
Well, it's part of their,
village.
It's also
their
part
culture.
Of like, their cultural
their heritage.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But like the Japanese are just like, fuck that. We use explosive tipped harpoons. What?
Why?
That's fucked up.
Why?
That's fucked up.
For fun. That's why.
Makes them go poof. Yeah. Oh my God.
I make a real
my
good poof.
Soul.
It's got to be inefficient.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, right? If you're trying to harvest. Well, I mean, what are they even fucking. What are they.
I don't even know, but they eat
they're
a lot
delicious.
Of
speaking of, real quick, before delicious. We speak of the movies,
uh-huh.
did you, I read, and I don't know if this is like going to be a continuing thing. I want to keep track of it. Did you read what the. Not EPA. The Department of Energy is calling natural gas now?
No.
What?
Freedom gas.
freedom.
In a press release about that, I didn't watch the article.
They also it was on. I read it on Ars Technica
that they're trying to call it freedom.
And they said that it might also be a joke in relation to something someone said. But in a press release, they said exporting molecules of freedom gas and freedom molecules to Europe.
Well, but it doesn't even make any sense.
Well, it came from something like our natural gas stocks are up, so we're able to export more, and then, which is good because, like, from a when you have trade relations with another country, you're able to. I mean, ideally, not in the Saudi Arabia thing. You know, hopefully, like, affect that country in a good way. And so, one of the reporters asked the question jokingly. So, really, we're exporting freedom to these countries.
And then it became a laugh.
Yeah. And then a month later,
it's like
in a presser.
Oh God,
the chair that you did.
So they're not actually like. I thought you were talking about like renaming.
I don't know. Well, that's
they're spinning it as.
They're not sure. No,
it's like Operation Freedom Gas.
On the reporting, they're not sure if it's going to be a one-time thing or if this is going to be like a thing going forward. And I just think it's funny if it is actually a thing our government does going forward.
It's actually, I mean, it's a good idea.
Well, and it takes away.
You do want to be energy independent, and we don't have the capacity to do that yet with alternative means.
Yeah, no.
So you got to bridge that gap somehow.
Freedom gas.
Obviously, it's not ideal.
No.
But the more we can
wean ourselves off of. Petroleum.
Foreign oil,
foreign, very specifically.
And if we can basically provide the surplus of that to other parts of the world, that then means they don't have to interact so much with dictators and countries like Saudi Arabia.
I just thought the line of exporting freedom to Europe was interesting because last I checked, they're free.
Not as free as we are.
Depending.
I mean, like...
No, I mean, almost definitionally,
though. Didn't we export freedom to them, like, 60 years, 70 years ago?
We definitely did. We exported freedom to Japan, too, 70 years ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Big old batch of freedom.
We exported a lot of freedom.
Two of them.
Yeah. Made it way easier.
When you condense the freedom into such a small package and like then
some sort of core.
Freedom core. freedom core.
Freedom rod of some kind.
Yeah, when you have a freedom airburst.
Yep. Measured in freedom tons.
See what you can do with words?
God, it's terrifying.
Just like the nuclear destruction of Japan just sounds so much more fun now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's called branding.
It is.
Gotta own your brand.
Yep.
You do. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, Brandon's going to be moving back and forth across the mic. The whole recording is going to drive me fucking nuts. But also, we watched movies.
Is that
Rocky and Creed.
Yes, Rocky and then Creed. Technically, we missed the remake, the Rocky remake.
Wait, there was a Rocky remake?
Yes, there was. Rocky Balboa in 2006. Yes.
Oh, we have to do that now.
Nah, we don't.
Oh, is it good?
It didn't get... It was, like, rated almost as good as Creed, but not as good.
I should have known I needed to double-check that shit. Neither one of you guys was going to bring that up.
Yeah, but I thought...
You were the one who picked the movie. Yeah, we had assumed you double-checked it.
Of course.
I'm also glad we watched these two. These were... I think this... The superior of the two.
We're not going to know because none of us have seen the.
All right, I'll
Rocky
get back
Balboa
to you. Whatever.
Remake. All right, cut it. We're going to come back next week. this week we're just going to talk about
Rocky.
Turtles.
And Rocky.
I like turtles.
Turtle. Mm-hmm. Cuff and Link.
I like turtles. We had a big old turtle outside the school today. Tortoise.
Cool. Those are rare. It's rare to see them, but they're around.
It was the old school mascot. We used to have a pet tortoise. And it got too big to be an indoor tortoise.
Oh, so you let him go?
So, like, I guess, like, 5 years ago, they let him go. And
okay.
He just kind of wanders around. And
I don't think it's legal.
The first time anybody's seen him in, like, 5 years.
Hmm.
We were like, oh, fuck. That's awesome.
Remember that dog that used to hang out at the high school?
Dude.
Oh, God, what was its
name? What was that dog's name?
I can't remember.
It was so unhealthy. People always fed it, like, junk food and shit.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no.
It would get in the school. Yeah, Like, it was like just.
He was adorable.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Shit, it's gonna bother me. Oh well. All right. So Rocky Balboa. He's this guy. He's an Italian gentleman.
Stallion.
Who you can't understand throughout the entire first movie.
Oh my God, and the audio mixing is horrible in the first one.
At least by the time Creed gets around, they figured out their audio issues.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And he learned how to act a little bit, which was
I
nice.
I think he was all right in both.
He wasn't.
Really?
You know what? I think he was a visionary because he acted like a man with CTE before we knew what CTE was.
Wow.
Oh, so like, glad you went there.
I believed it. I believed it. They should do studies on his brain.
That was funny.
I thought, hold on. What did you guys think overall?
I enjoyed both quite thoroughly. I didn't expect to enjoy both, but I enjoyed both.
Interesting. Yeah.
I didn't even expect to enjoy the original as much as I did. Hmm. And I also didn't expect to like Creed, seeing as it was like a requel. Yeah, but it was a really well-done requel. I was really surprised.
I was a big fan of Creed. I was saying to Brandon on the way over, this weekend I'm going to watch the second one, Creed 2. Like,
interesting.
Definitely.
Dude, Michael
was
B.
Not
Jordan
looking forward
can
to it.
Fucking act.
Michael Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan.
Bulls player?
No.
Yes.
Space Jam
was good.
An interesting movie.
But
we're talking
I
about Michael
about...
B. Jordan. That's why I said Michael B. Jordan.
Interesting. I'm not sure I know the difference.
I'm sad that you don't, but I'm also confused Lawrence Fishburne and Sam Jackson on this podcast,
basketball?
So I'll shut the fuck
Michael
up.
Basketball.
But why don't you tell him
basketball
who the difference
Jordan.
Is? Can you tell me the
one is a basketball player who won 6 championships with the Chicago Bulls, and one is an actor. Well, and the
can you name something else that he was in?
Black Panther.
Thank you.
Should
I have just said Killmonger?
You should have just said Killmonger. I thought they were both really good, too. I thought Creed was better than Rocky.
Well, I think
I would agree
for a lot of reasons, yes. First of all, budgetary and technical. It was, you know, the Steadicam was invented just as that movie was being made. There's a whole cool story about the guy who invented the Steadicam lived in Philly and was about to go out to Hollywood. Like, he invented the Steadicam, and right before he went to Hollywood, he did, like, the running through the street shots with Rocky.
Oh.
Yeah. So those were, like, some of the first Steadicam shots.
So it was revolutionary.
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, you get credit for being revolutionary, but you couldn't hear single fucking thing
but also,
that
any
occurred
movie from
in this
1976,
movie.
Like, any movie from then has that really bad audio to me. Anytime we go back and watch older movies like that, somehow the 50s and 60s
Star
were better.
Star Wars didn't have audio problems even before they remastered it.
I'm saying it was just crappy audio, man.
I just think I think it was bad post.
You couldn't hear a goddamn thing that was going on.
No.
And
they used too much diegetic and not enough voiceover. Like, they could have done a lot of ADR.
Half of it was just yelling at each other anyway.
Yeah, but like,
Paulie?
Everything was recorded diegetically, so like, you're in a gym and there's an echo of a fucking gym.
Yeah,
you're in this huge ring and there's an echo of this huge fucking ring. They could have done more ADR, which is what you guys are asking, and I agree with you.
Well,
they could have definitely done more ADR because you could, especially during like his, I can't do it. I don't know if I could do, but I gotta go the distance. I was like, I can't. What
is that? What he said?
Yeah.
What I heard half of that.
I knew he was a boxer.
I knew he was having doubts.
He was a boxer, and he wanted to bang that Adrian chick.
Yes, he did.
But he couldn't because it weakens your legs.
Yes.
Yeah, sex weakens the legs.
I enjoyed that in the Creed movies
when
they brought that back, and it was a big thing.
Yes.
And Rocky goes to say, he's like, hey, but you know, if you guys... We know the legs. I like that scene a lot. I like the whole Creed movie. I thought it was really well done.
I thought so, too.
I really thought it was better done than Rocky.
Well, yeah, again, with given a lot of years and a shitload of money,
right?
Of course it's going to be technically worlds better.
Not even technically, even from just a storytelling perspective.
Yes, I'll give you that too.
There was more boxing.
No, the cinematics.
And I want to bring that up.
But it wasn't like all boxing. You know, it wasn't like there was more boxing and there was just like too much action. It was like boxing that like had a story to it that you could understand, that you could follow.
Yeah.
Like when they were in the ring, he would talk about the only boxing you got from Rocky was just like,
was the
I'm fucking left-handed.
Yeah, exactly. And was the end. Like,
I wanted to look that up and I forgot.
It's true.
No,
that's a thing.
It is true.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that was interesting. I never knew that. Yeah. And I saw the movie, but I didn't remember it. You know,
right.
I saw the movie like 15, 20 years ago was the last time I saw it.
Yeah,
like Southpaw, because face in Jersey and South or whatever.
It was the South, which just sounds arbitrary, but maybe it's true.
Yeah. Brandon was saying, Brandon says it's true.
Oh, Brandon says it's true. Well,
be. I rescinded. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, Brandon no longer vouches for it, but thus making it untrue. Yeah.
Thanks.
Brandon being the arbiter of truth and all.
As we know.
Justice and the American way.
And, yeah.
Well, I took this off my
leaps resume. Tall buildings in a single bound.
I only specialize in facts.
I thought the whole Creed experience was done from an athletics perspective.
Yeah.
Superior for a movie that was supposed to be about boxing. I know it's not all about boxing. There's obviously a story to Rocky and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But Rocky, yeah, the only boxing you really got was at the end. And it was just...
It was so anticlimactic.
It was a bunch of people throwing punches at each other. Yeah. And you could kind of follow what was going on. But in Creed, they like... They would explain that you had commentators like announcing what was happening
like,
in the ring.
The
they were
like,
talking about
sense.
Body
yeah.
shots versus mm-hmm. head shots.
Well, what to me is interesting about the original is like you only see round one, round two, round 14, and round 15.
Right, right.
That's it. Yes. Like that, and they but it, to give you just that passage of time and to show that he made it all 15.
He went
rounds.
The distance.
Yes. And in this one, you really felt like you were in the fight the whole time, like throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Even though it was stretched.
But I think and.
Too.
I mean, it's been a while since I've seen the Rocky movies, but...
I haven't seen the middle ones in forever.
The thing I always had a problem with the Rocky movies, I remember, is like a, you know, film critic between the ages of 10 and 13 when, like, I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're different than your normal sports movies.
Yes.
Because they're depressing.
Yeah, it's not...
They are not, like...
Yeah.
They're happy-ish movies, but it's every movie, something shitty happens.
Something really bad happens in every Rocky movie.
And he's never happy.
No.
Like, Rocky is really, at the end of every movie, he beats Drago in 4. He's the world champion after 2, I believe. And then, but like, he's...
You got Burgess Meredith dying in the second or third.
I think Burgess Meredith dies in the second one, right?
Ivan Drago kills Apollo, right?
Drago kills Apollo in 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
But even when he's fighting Apollo, when he fights Drago, he like doesn't fucking, he's not happy. He's not happy. Like he's always got issues with Adrian. It went into a lot more of like how boxing is not, and it's really true unless you're up there. Boxing is not a glamorous sport.
Oh no.
Like he's getting paid $40. He was at the beginning of the movie, he won the fight.
and
you think
like
winner's purse is going to be like, you know, when you hear the winner's purse, if you're thinking boxing, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
He won the fight and they paid him $40 for getting his shit, for getting his fucking face smashed.
I think $40 went to the guy who lost the fight.
Oh, no, wait, I think 17 went to the guy who lost
fees.
The fight.
Mm-hmm.
After fees.
They take out all those fees.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he has a line even in Creed where he's talking about how this is why you want to get into this. This isn't like,
well, they did the same
options.
Thing in Creed.
Yeah. Where, yes, they did.
Yeah, he didn't have to. He was a rich kid and everyone was trying to talk him out of it. Why would you want to do that to yourself? Because
rich,
of things like CT.
With daddy
because
issues.
Of like serious you know, injuries you could sustain or even death. Like,
yeah.
It happened to, you know, Creed's
Apollo.
Creed. Yeah. Yeah. So it was, I thought it was very pertinent to both movies and important for a boxing film. And I think I like all the other Rocky movies better than I like the first Rocky movie.
You really came out of this one with like a not really digging the first one.
I don't know if I saw 5.
I appreciate the humble beginnings of it. It was, they took such a chance on that movie and it became the highest grossing movie of that year.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know how. Nobody
could
tell what was going on.
To give him credit, it was written by him.
All right.
Alone. Like, he's the only writer credit.
While he was doing porn?
Yeah, actually around that time. Yep. He was so broke when he sold the rights to the movie, he like was about to sell his dog, which is the dog in the movie, Butkus.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say he was about to do more porn.
No.
I was like, oh, well, obviously.
He had to star in Bananas with Woody Allen.
It reminded me a lot of the original Rocky, kind of, and like the whole Rocky series, if you've ever seen The Wrestler, it reminds me of that. That whole like...
I didn't, but I've heard, yeah.
Where it's like again, it's not glamorous, and like Rocky... He goes home to his dog in his fucking shitty apartment with his fucking turtles, and it's like a shoebox apartment.
Yeah.
And the first thing he does after fucking getting the $40 and, you know, he's fucking bleeding from the head and when can I fight again?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. When can I fight again?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I love the way his character was written in the first one. I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great character.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the character. I just think the movie, the way it's put together, makes it almost impossible to understand what's going on half the time.
You almost kind of would remaster it. Like, there's got to be a way to
remaster
it. And,
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Dude, the end, Christine was like, so wait, did he lose? Because, like, you can't even hear what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, he lost. And she's like, but he said split decision. And I was like, yeah, but then he said that he
lost
won.
The split, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's like, oh.
No, okay. You really can't hear shit.
And then Paulie's yelling at you half the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just like, what the fuck is going on right here? I'm just being assaulted by just noises.
Yeah, it's the audio mixing is really terrible.
Who's the guy who played Paulie?
Paulie Ernst Young.
He played a fucking serious crazy man.
Yeah, his drunk performance was really messed up.
Was he drunk? Like during
no, but it's a funny story. He was, when he was doing the walk up to the house, like when he picked up the garbage can or whatever, and he was like super hammered. He had the wreath around his arm.
Yeah.
He was walking down the street drunk, and a real drunk like intercepted him and started like walking down the street with him. And he's like, "You're not acting drunk enough." And this guy's like, "Show me then." So that was like directly copied from a drunk that was walking down the street.
That's fucking funny.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I also find it odd that a drunk man would still find the time and energy to buy a wreath on the way home.
I don't know.
I've done some weird shit when I'm drunk. Yeah. I tried to drag a parking cone from like the, all right, I can't say the street name.
Oh, can't you?
Yeah, so like you know where Ann Road and you
yeah.
Bleep that road out. But basically, it was a good what? Like, it's not a long way, but it was one of those giant barrel cones that's basically my size. And I tried to drag that. I did. I didn't try. I succeeded in dragging it from there all the way back to my house and through the front door.
And what did you do with it?
When my mom woke up and fucking yelled at me to put it back.
So I had to get it
all the way back out.
Oh my God.
And I don't know why I did it.
Yep.
But I was just drunk as fuck. And I was like, that. I want that.
So I don't blame him for bringing a wreath.
But that's not going into a store and buying a wreath. It just seems a little...
No, I don't, but I mean, like, it's, you know, maybe he stole the wreath.
No, fair enough. Maybe he robbed another drunk person.
Yeah. I feel like drunk Jay might have, if he just saw a wreath and was like, Jay
maybe he just grabbed a wreath off a door.
That's, you know what? That's much more probable.
Yeah, I mean, it was around his arm.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, they were fuck-ups, though.
They were, yeah.
That everybody, though.
Well, that's the whole point.
That is the point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I don't know. I certainly...
Even Adrian.
Yeah.
She was 33 and unmarried.
Yeah. She's going to shrivel
up. She's going to be a spinster.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's gonna have to live with me her whole life.
Like, broken people. It was definitely broken people.
Exactly. Well, everybody who's from Philadelphia is broken. They're all fucking... Yeah. All of you.
Yeah.
The city of brotherly love, guys.
Don't go there.
Yeah, the city who threw fucking batteries at Santa Claus.
The cheesesteaks are not worth it.
They're really not.
It's just not. You can get a cheesesteak all over the place.
I mean, quick aside, Dave, I think you were with me when we went to fencing camp at UPenn.
Oh, yeah, you guys went that together. Year.
Yeah.
Where we were like walking. So we walked down and we were on the UPenn campus. And basically, we were on the, if anybody knows the UPenn campus, there's these big three high rise dorms. And we walked from there down to the athletic center where we were having a lecture that night. And walking past like some cop cars. And we walk back and there's like more cop cars and all this shit. Right? And we're like, what the fuck is this shit? And we turned on the TV when we got back into our dorm room, and there had been a murder, like, literally, like, a block from where we had walked.
Yeah, Philly's a rough town.
That time, like, right
parts
there.
Parts of Philly.
And I was like, holy shit.
Parts of Philly are nasty.
Because UPenn's an open campus, too.
Is that your first murder, Jay?
That was my first murder. I was 17. Well.
Rookie.
But UPenn, right up on South Street.
Breaking Jerry.
It's just a very weird... It's a weird dichotomy. You go from...
Yeah.
Is UPenn Ivy? UPenn's...
No. No?
Yes.
Yes? No.
Yes?
Yes? No.
I think they're Ivy.
It's a school.
Well, they're a very good school, you know, regardless. I think they're Ivy.
Relative.
No, they're not Ivy because they can offer scholarships. No, they're not. No, fuck, they're definitely...
Yes?
Okay, fuck this.
Penn State, maybe, not UPenn.
Penn State's not an Ivy League school. No. Penn State's not as good as UPenn. UPenn's a better... 100%.
Yes?
UPenn's a better institution.
Dave, stop. You're not... You're just...
All right. No.
You're not.
I
we're not.
So.
We're going to find out right now.
No. Yeah, because this is 90% sure Jay can check his phone, per the rules.
Mm.
I'm sure it's an Ivy.
Brandon can't even manage not to check his phone on episodes 99% sure.
Did I?
Yeah, that episode that I wasn't on.
It fucking is. I told you. The 8 minutes.
When I was editing it, I was like, you son of a bitch.
But did we, like, was it a group thing?
No, what?
I don't know. Usually it's like, what?
No, you read off a list of movies somebody had been in or something.
All right.
You son of
then that sounds like an important point I had to make.
If it's a listen to the episode, you might disagree with yourself.
Probably.
Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, UPenn, Princeton. All
right.
Yeah. UPenn is an Ivy.
I stand corrected, and Dave stands on the right side of the fence.
So you got this Ivy League school, and literally right next to the Ivy League school, like it's dorms and buildings for faculty and fucking classes, and next to it is South Street, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's like really fucking funny.
Oh, it's like hysterical. You walk down the street
and you keep walking, you walk past UPenn, and it's like, oh, there's Condom Kingdom.
Yep.
It's
oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
fucking hilarious. Well,
that's even a tour.
Yeah, there were a lot of open campuses. In cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an open campus in a small town, different story, obviously, but.
Yeah, because Penn State is an open campus, but they're in fucking Happy Valley and. It's a small town, so like it's just like literally walking down Main Street.
This kid's the worst.
The amount of editing I have to do because of you is ridiculous.
So glad people.
You're like Ian.
We'll never have him on again.
Just like Ian, I spoke to him today.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive. He's living out in Washington, just doing his thing, driving for Amazon.
Oh, word.
And he's just living the Washington state life.
Cool.
He's like, it's beautiful out here. I was like, I'm
it really
sure
is.
It is.
It's
I've heard
really
that.
Nice. Yeah.
Everyone says that.
Yeah. It is just rainy, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But sorry, he'll never be on another episode again for those of you who thought he was entertaining.
We really did, at least.
Which means I'm never going to get him in the same room with Jay.
I'm a little sad. I'm really bummed too. Yeah.
Really,
I was looking forward to the character development.
It was
going to
be ridiculous. You guys have no fucking idea.
It'll never be.
It was going to be the match.
Yeah.
Of the century. You know?
Both of these movies I thought were very good. I'd seen Rocky probably like in chunks and never end to end. So I enjoyed watching it end to end, seeing the whole story. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, I'm really taking time to appreciate that this was, you know, a long shot movie. They spent absolutely no money on it. And it was just Sylvester Stallone's script and this like one director, the two guys who produced it, the two names at the beginning, basically they went broke trying to putting up their houses for more like to produce the film.
Well, they made their money back, right?
They did eventually, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was the highest grossing movie of that year.
So what I really liked was the ending where they did the split decision and he lost. And I thought that was a really good way to end it.
Oh, yeah.
Because like it would be ridiculous for this guy to fucking beat the champ.
Yeah.
Right, right.
First
right.
fight out.
Yeah.
But he went the distance.
And then I'm thinking, I'm like, so my prediction was in Creed, they were going to do something similar, I thought. And then I thought he was going to win.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. And then, but at
I'm
the
glad
end,
they didn't.
He
they
loses in a split decision, which was,
yeah.
I think, the right choice to make. Because in a sports movie nowadays,
yes,
they win. Like,
ever since
the underdog
Ducks,
always
like,
wins.
Ever since the Mighty Ducks, you can't have
since
the underdog
fucking,
lose.
Yeah, since you District can't. 5 beat the fucking Hawks, you know, fucking
District
came from nothing.
Five.
I don't
and
know.
Fucking beat the Hawks. Yeah. Don't fucking shit with me on that. And then they fucking beat Russia in the Pan Am game.
And then they went to college.
And they beat the varsity team.
Exactly, which is way more impressive than beating the Russians.
That was a real
letdown
of a third movie.
Yeah,
like
was Emilio in all of them?
Yeah. He was in the first two.
No,
for
he was
sure.
in the third one, but
the
not
one
as the
too.
Coach.
The
also, they removed
that.
The
yeah,
coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean Bombay. He started coaching. He coached. He continued on with Team USA.
Coach Bombay.
In the Pan Am games, and then
Emilio.
He just was kind of there, and he lawyered him too, really, at the end. But
whatever happened to Emilio?
I think Mighty Ducks was his last
dead
movie.
Now.
No, he's not. Mm-hmm. I bet he looks a lot more like his dad, and I bet people are. I bet that's why he doesn't get cast and shit.
Antonio?
Like, you could tell when he...
Antonio Estevez?
You know who his dad is, don't
no?
you?
No? Is that not right?
Are you serious? You don't know who his dad is?
Martin Sheen.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I was like, really, dude? Really?
Charlie Sheen's cousin.
I loved you in Wall
Martin
Street.
Sheen, like, Martin Sheen's fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, I know.
President Bartley.
This is my favorite scene in Hot Shots Part 2. Which is really great spoof movies from the early 90s, is Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen are both riding boats on the river,
yeah,
and they
the
both
PT
look at each
boat.
Other and go, I loved you in Wall Street, as they pass each other. So fucking funny.
That is a great line. It's a great bit.
That whole movie's so dumb, but I still love it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That
was Charlie Sheen at his best.
It really was.
Before
really
all
was.
The cocaine.
Yeah.
And the tiger blood.
And the 2.5 men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That really ruined him. But hey, you're getting paid, so yeah. Why the fuck not? I get it. I get it, Chuck. I get it.
So one of the scenes in, I was telling Jay outside, the first fight in Creed.
Oh, Brandon.
With Leo, the guy from like Mickey's gym. Uh-huh. That fight, that if you notice the beginning of that, where it was one solid take for two fucking rounds.
I didn't notice that.
Yes, and what was amazing is like people were calling out, being like, oh, there's definitely like edit points. And they're like, no, that was actually all Steadicam in the ring with the two of them for two straight rounds.
Interesting.
I was like, that's badass. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good fight too. Yeah. I mean, they were all good fights.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really good job of choreographing that show. Christine was like, I wonder if these guys are boxers.
It looked a lot more like people are getting hit
really
in this
good.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you could tell in Rocky, like you could tell those were some worked punches.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh yeah. It was super obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing that.
But
I
in Creed, it really seemed like everybody was getting hit.
Well, boxers it interacted in there, it like more they too.
Well,
like
they were
you got
real
to
boxers.
See like
yeah.
The way they would look at each other and like taunt each other and talk to each other.
Yeah.
Although Creed's only taunt was come on. Everything was come on. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, he's a rookie boxer.
Meanwhile, his dad was in rides in as George Washington and then he's got the Uncle Sam outfit on. Like
I like he gives him the pants at the end, the Creed
his
pants,
mom
the
does.
Creed trunks.
That was from mom.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Felicia, who wasn't actually his mom.
Johnson on the back or whatever is mm-hmm. you know, adopted name.
Yep.
I thought that was a really good.
His, I guess adopted. Well,
not
it was
adopted,
his mother's name.
But yeah. His mother's name. Yeah, whatever it was. That's right, because his mother died or something.
I thought,
yes, that's what
and
he said.
So, like with sports movies, sometimes it can be a little overdone, but I thought that the way they layered in, like, they had the PTI, they had PTI on there, they had some HBO sports stuff.
Yes.
And,
yeah,
oh,
like,
HBO
I
was sponsoring the shit out of this.
But
oh, yeah,
I thought the way
that
it, like, and for a boxing movie, dude, like you, that at to me
added realism
because
sure.
If you're watching a big fight, you're watching it on HBO, or
yeah,
you're pirating
yeah, sure.
it from a stream that's watching it on HBO.
And
so you have that
like,
logo in the corner.
Remember, he's watching the old clips on YouTube, and
yep.
It's like as innocuous as that may seem, like yeah, that's what we would all do. We would just go, yep. ding, throw it on the screen.
And the HBO 24.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
That
mm-hmm.
right at the beginning. Like that was a really cool touch. And yeah. And then the PTI guy, like I said, the PTI guys, like that was really like I just thought that it was layered in. Sometimes it gets really overdone in
yes,
sports
where
movies.
They throw too many real life sports figures. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like, hey, we're partnering with ESPN. Did you notice we're partnering with ESPN?
The exactly. Ocho.
Yeah. And like even they do it with like what's the fucking God damn it. House of Cards with fucking CNN. Hey guys, we're partners with CNN. Here's CNN News in this episode and this episode and this episode and everything is CNN News and like whatever. Like not that they give a shit like what company you're with, but like it was just it's like so in your face
as it was.
Yeah,
where like every once in a while, if you don't know,
I
how to do
caught
it,
caught it
cool.
like two or three times.
It really,
maybe,
yeah, it wasn't
movie,
overdone.
It was subtly done.
Yeah, and they even had the little. The bug in the lower third, right in the corner, with the round counter and everything like that. Like,
yeah,
it was really.
Yeah, they made it almost like you were watching it.
Yes,
which is nice.
Which added to it at that, like the realism of the fight.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I thought the fights were
so
obviously
much
more real,
but
just even the acting of the boxers, was better.
Seemed so much more legit. Yeah. Granted, again, I think that's just a generational thing.
That's probably true.
But get better fight choreography.
I don't know how people interacted back in '76.
It's just like in Rocky, it was just like
everything was
kind
of wimpy.
Two buff guys hitting each other.
Yeah,
you look
exactly.
at those '70s fights, dude. People get fucking rocked in the '70s fights.
Mm-hmm.
Like you look at old
sure.
fights from the '70s.
Ali was like killing.
Yeah, a foreman just fucking ruining people, putting their lights out. '70s and '80s.
Yeah, where was he during this movie?
Huh?
George Foreman.
Oh, I don't know. Joe Frazier was the only one who showed up for the old one.
It's Mulder and Joe Frazier.
They literally they sent out like requests for cameos to like a shitload of boxers, probably Foreman included.
Yeah,
and Joe was the only one to show up.
Wow.
Joe Frazier was the only one to show up.
Good for him.
Because he lived in Philly.
Right.
But hey, at least he showed up.
Yeah. At least they integrated some real-world boxing.
Yeah, but this, nice. Like, the Creed really felt so much more realistic.
It did. It felt like you were in the ring for a lot more of it.
Yeah.
And you could the stakes were more clear.
How did you like Tessa Thompson as the love interest? How did you like that subplot? I initially thought I was not going to like it because I heard others didn't like it.
Well, you need an Adrian,
right? And
then
Adrian, I was like,
right?
Oh, wait, it's Tessa. It's Tessa Thompson from fucking Thor Ragnarok and shit. Like, yeah. She's awesome. And she was pretty good.
Yeah, she's Valkyrie.
I don't know. It wasn't
she's Valkyrie. Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Great. It wasn't like...
I didn't
it was
really
better.
Care.
I think it was.
It was better than fucking Rocky and Adrian. I'll tell
Rocky
you
and Adrian
much.
Was just kind of painful to watch most of the time. I mean, you did feel that they were in love for sure in their own way. That because they both had social and weird issues. Uh-huh. But he said it perfectly
damage.
In the locker. We fill each other's gaps. You know,
I did like
that.
That's
a perfect scene.
She's got gaps. I got gaps.
Together we fill the gaps. Like, yeah, that's so well said. Mm-hmm. But it the first romance was touching. But like, all right.
I didn't have an issue with the romance and creative.
I don't know. Some people were like, prior to seeing this, I had heard people say that kind of derailed it. And I was like, I don't really.
No, it's not intrusive.
No, yeah, I was expecting there to be like more of a dramatic subplot.
A little B-plot
except
that
one time where he got into the fight, but that was.
Which
was easily.
Yeah. Like that's
it was a character building moment. Yeah, like, you had to go to get locked up for a night and.
Fucking blow up at Rocky. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it worked really well.
Yeah.
So I was
asking.
I'd be surprised if people had a problem with it.
Yeah, I'd heard other people like, oh, Creed was good, but the romance thing. I was like, I guess if you don't go back and watch the first one and realize how big of a part the romance was in the first one.
Probably racists.
That's what I'm wondering, too, if maybe there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
They don't approve of non-interracial couples.
Well, just like...
then they wouldn't approve of the first one.
You got it. Well, yeah. Obviously, people didn't. These same people. These assholes. These lunatics.
But yeah, I was surprised to see her. I was like, wait a minute. Is that Tessa Thompson? Oh, shit. I think she's pretty good.
I thought the whole thing was put together pretty well, including that little romance subplot they did. And Rocky gets sick, and that's really impactful.
Yeah, exactly. That carries the second half of the movie, too. You're like, oh, no.
And
oh
there's your
God.
Dark thing to happen in the movie,
that's
Jay.
That's true, yeah.
Yep,
you're
like,
right.
There's a struggle in the ring, but there's also a struggle outside the ring. And I think that's part of the tale of being, you know, a high-level athlete or a high-level anything, which is that, like, there's always going to be stuff that's going to derail you from that thing. So you gotta be the best kayaker in the world, but also you gotta handle your personal shit and not let it get in the way of your kayaking.
Mm. Yes,
I'm doing a lot of kayaking lately. So, all right. So we're over an hour in. You guys got any good notes? Anything you wanted to?
Just again, the worked punches. So worked.
It was like
that took me out of it. That took me out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the how they did the choreography better. But it was like, holy shit, you are punching 5 feet of air.
Yeah,
like you guys aren't even trying with can't. Like
I also felt like nothing could be Raging Bull. Raging Bull to me like always has like the best boxing scenes ever.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Not Million Dollar Baby.
Holy
De Niro
shit.
Movie.
What's her face gets knocked out.
Oh my God!
Gets
killed
on a stool.
I didn't know that movie did not get spoiled to me. Oh my God! I was like, what? What?
She killed her.
She's dead. Oh my God!
Why did you leave the ring stool in the corner?
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that fucked me up too.
Oh, is it that movie everyone talked about where they thought it was going to be a boxing movie and it ended up like?
Well, it is a boxing movie, but it has a horribly depressing ending. Yeah, which is she gets put on life support and then she gets he pulls the plug. Oh my God, it's so sad.
Yeah, she gets put into a coma.
I'm not reliving this. It's really sad.
It's a fucked up. Like it's a good movie, and then it's fucked up, and then it gets real fucked up at the end.
Exactly. You're like, whoa.
You think the ref would be like, hey, there's a stool in the ring.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ring the bell.
Yeah.
That's one of those movies where it goes on the upswing and you're like...
As for like actual fight scenes, maybe like Snatch. So you remember the fight scenes in Snatch? Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Grow up. You never will.
Yeah, Brandon, I love Snatch.
And you know the fight, how awesome those fight scenes are in that, you know, where he like, when he gets knocked out, goes into water and it's like those super slow-mo hyper... Mm-hmm. That was, a lot of that was from like, if you see the fight scenes in Raging Bull... It's that slow motion. They do a lot of those high-speed slow motion shots, the ring stuff. So, like, when you think of a boxing scene, at least to me, you think of Raging Bull.
Interesting.
But then when you think of a boxing movie, I don't think of Raging Bull because it's not really about Jake LaMotta. It's not about him, his boxing career. It's just about his fucked up, like, home life.
I'll have to check it out. I'll
put
it on my list.
So when I think of a boxing movie, I think of Rocky. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But the fight scenes
were
so amateurish.
Sucks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very amateur.
The one thing I will say about the fight scenes in Creed is that, like, dude's got to learn to protect. Both of them need to learn how to fucking protect their heads. They were fucking yeah. taking, like, yeah. if you watch, I mean, you watch boxing and, like, dude, like, when they started getting to it at the end, which I actually did appreciate,
mm-hmm.
was that they were saying, he's hit the body, work the body, it would open seem like up the realistic head, work calls, the body, yeah. and that's mm-hmm. right. That's what you do. That's why you work, well, not only to weaken him, but, like, you work the body to drop the guard. But yep. at the beginning, fucking Creed, he's taking shots from, I can't remember the guy's name.
Conlon.
Conlon is literally, like, yeah. ripping combos, fucking jab, jab, hook, uppercut, over and over at his face. And I'm like,
get your gloves up.
Get your fucking gloves up, dude. He's not hitting you in the body. Why are your gloves not up?
What's up, puppy?
Because that's the whole point of the body shot.
Getting nervous.
Well, we're done. So
yeah, we'll wrap up soon, Scout. I know. You've been so brave. You're so good.
You did really well.
Thanks for being our number one fan and also our only sponsor.
Also boxing.
The money's really helping out, Scout. You've really been pulling your weight around here.
I don't know how into boxing. Are you into boxing? I feel like you're not a boxing guy.
I've just started getting into
boxing. So have
I,
like, the past
more.
2 or 3 weeks, yeah. and I gotta send you this channel. There's this, he does, I can't remember the name of it, but he does this whole series on, like, great boxing rivalries of the past, and he chronicles, like, 30, 45
That's cool.
minutes about, like, all of these huge, big,
matchups.
Ali Frazier, yeah, like, yeah, one, yeah. two, and three, and he goes over all of this kind of shit. And it's really interesting. He goes into the background, breaks the fight down almost round by round, talks
supposedly,
about... So it's really educational, too, like just learning about how...
Supposedly Rocky...
Talking about Rocky and Apollo.
Does not talk about Rocky
their,
and Apollo.
Well, I was going to say, the real-life inspiration for that was apparently an Ali fight with Wepner? I was reading this online.
Oh, Wepner.
Is maybe something W.
Wacky Wepner.
Anyways, it was basically like nobody expected this guy to win, but he did. First of all, he knocked Ali on the floor, which was like a first time
unheard
ever.
Of.
Unheard
yeah.
of.
And he made it all 15 rounds. He only won by TKO.
Yeah.
And that was
wow.
his inspiration for it.
So this is inspired by a true tale is what they'd put on it.
Sure.
Today?
Maybe.
Inspired by a true story.
Inspired by true events.
Well, that's a true story.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by it.
I think, yeah, I think maybe people misuse inspired by. But.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I was inspired by something.
Well, it's like inspired by real events. We just changed the name. It's like, then it's just copied from real events, based on real events.
Well, that's why based on real events and inspired by real events are different.
Yeah.
If you base something on real events, it's like, okay, something like
this
when
you see a movie
happened.
Credit that says, inspired by the book, blah, 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 then they have a lot more creative license.
Yes.
I could have been inspired by a car accident I was in. Like, man,
put it in
I
the
was,
credits.
I really needed to, once I, after that car accident, I really felt like I had a story to get out, you know,
exactly.
something to tell people, inspired by true events. It's like, no, what? That's not how that's supposed to be used.
It's not. Not in that respect.
And yet accurate.
But yeah, I guess that's all I got to say for now.
What are we doing next week?
I'm going to watch Creed 2.
Do we want to watch Rocky Balboa and Creed 2?
Do we want to watch Rocky? Well, if we were going to do Creed 2, I believe it's about, it has a Drago tie-in. I would say, do we want to watch
are
Rocky?
Are you serious?
That's, I think he
Should
fights
Should we watch
Drago's
all the
kid.
Rocky movies and Creed 2?
No.
Do we want to watch
no,
Rocky 4
I protest.
And Creed 2?
Rocky 4 is the Drago one,
Rocky
right?
4 is yes. Drago, and I think that Creed 2 is, we'll look it up after this.
No, week. I believe you're right. I think I heard something along
It's something
lines.
About Drago's kid. And I think if we're going to do
I think Lundgren two, shows up for yeah. sure, yeah, yeah.
Can you watch, I don't remember, can you watch 4 without watching 2 and 3? How's that?
I mean, you don't know what happens to Burgess Meredith,
but
I mean, they probably reference it, but if you remember, he had a heart attack in the locker room.
Who?
It's Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
He's a wrecking machine.
Mick.
Which doesn't actually have that line in the movie. Didn't I miss it?
I don't know if it's in one of
no,
the
No, I
movies.
Think it's in one of the sequels.
It is in the sequels. This is, all right. I
yeah.
So I was like, I was waiting for that line, but I think it's 2.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Rocky beats Creed, becomes the world champion.
Well, you're missing the one with Mr. T and or Hulk Hogan?
T and Hulk. Is that 3, I believe?
You think so.
2 yeah. is where, 2 is Creed.
2 is the rematch.
Hey,
yeah.
Before we sign off, what was with Mickey?
What?
Like, the whole beginning of the movie, of the original Rocky, he's like, Rocky could have potential, but go fuck yourself.
That's who he is.
That's Mickey.
And then later he's like, you know what? I'd actually really like to train you.
Yeah. Basically, like, there
just because he was going to go up against the champ or whatever, he all of a sudden changed it. So Mick was just in it for the glory.
Yeah. Glory hound.
Glory that he didn't get to have himself. You could tell that's what it was.
What a prick.
Yeah.
I don't feel so bad that he dies later. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll probably do a Rocky, guys. We'll do a Rocky thing. Yeah.
All right, some
Rocky. Unless Brandon's really upset about it.
Brandon
that.
Doesn't like sports.
I just want to go through 2, 3, and 4 and Creed.
We don't.
Two.
If we do fucking 4, you Dave. Don't have to watch 2 and 3.
Dave,
I'm gonna watch. Dave. I'm gonna be Dave here. I'm gonna watch 2 and 3.
I might watch them.
You
too.
Guys
really?
Don't have to. Yeah. I like fucking sports movies.
Yeah, that's true. You like sports movies more.
And
than
yeah, dude. And I haven't seen him in a while. And I definitely want to be prepared for fucking Drago in 4, dude. You got to fucking prepare your body for Drago.
Oh, yeah. You can't just go into that
if
line.
He dies, break you. He dies.
If he dies, he dies.
I will break you.
Oh, my God. What a great movie. All right, so we're going to watch all the Rocky movies, and we'll see you guys next week. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Suck it. Nobody asked for this.